seems so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Always very interesting to open lines with Majorette dames around. That's what we're preparing to do. Good morning, everybody. He really did do this in the military, and then I guess for the CIA. He really did this stuff. And he's here tonight. So if you have a question, here we are. Gold, you know, gold is a really interesting substance. I mean, it really is. It's a fascinating substance. Maybe. Well, perhaps some of you have had the experience, and many of you not, I'm sure. But I can assure you that when a human being holds, you know, a fairly substantial amount of gold in their hand, you know, like gold coins or gold nuggets or gold whatever, but pure gold, there is an experience. It's, I don't really know how to describe it, but there is an experience that you have. And it's kind of special, and it's kind of different. And I guess it accounts for the, you know, the the gold rush and the gold fever. And there's just something about gold. Zachariah Sitchin, of course, thinks we were once gold miners here on Earth. And I don't know why I'm asking you about this, Ed, except that you were dealing with gold, or we were early on. There's something, what is it about gold, Ed?
I don't know. I understand its history in terms of being a lingua franca, because it's so malleable and it doesn't rust or tarnish, and that's why it makes a good coin. And silver is the next bet. Other than that, I don't know who selected gold.
You think? Do you think Zachariah Sitchin could be right that we were once gold miners? You know.
I don't think he's completely right, but there's some evidence to support some of what he's saying in terms of what I used to slip the military team as a training officer some real Mickeys, and they as blind targets where only your unconscious knows what the target is. We, you know, trained remote viewers know exactly what I mean. But there's evidence to suggest that humans have been employed as slaves and mining by another race, and there's remote viewing information to suggest that that has happened. Where in time and how far back and when, I don't know, but there is evidence to support some of what he's saying.
Well, it's easiest to comment on something you've experienced yourself. I felt it. I've held gold coins, pure gold coins in my hand, and there's something more than the mere weight of it, the mere color of it. I don't know, Ed. There's,
well, you can dive into that 300-pound, you know, strong box when I bring it down there.
Oh, I will do. All right.
We'll fill your hot tub up with it.
Yeah, that's just fine. All right, calls. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hello.
Hello, Art. I've got to say that the only reason I got my XM radio is so I could talk to you or, you know, listen to you.
XM radio.
Yes, sir.
265, the Ask channel is where you will find us. Yes.
Well, I talked to you once before. It was the night you happened to walk outside to look on your porch to check out the stars and remembered your porch wasn't there.
Yes, of course. I think it's 165. Yes.
Okay. Now, Ed Danes, he seemed like a real smart man, but I cannot believe that he is sitting there giving the GPS exact location of a gold deposit.
Where the gold is, yeah.
And
why? Wait, do you feel it'll set off a gold rush or something?
Absolutely. You know how many morons are actually out there?
Well, we're going to find out. And I don't know. What if they're not morons? What if they go and find gold?
Well, that's the thing. There's probably some honest people that will go out there and find gold. But,
well,
you know, that there's a lot of people that think, well, you know, I don't have to find gold. I just have to find the guy that finds the gold.
Well, I suppose. Right. You know, that's been human nature since, forever, sir. I mean, gold has been around and it's been treated that way greedily since the days of Jesus. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with telling them where the gold is. What the hell?
Well, no, there's people that find gold all the time. I mean, just go out and prospect. But
yeah.
Look what happened when the gold rush was here.
Absolutely.
Everybody went berserk.
Sure. Yeah, Nevada. I live in Nevada, the Silver State. We've got gold, too.
Well, let's back up. The reason that I'm doing this and have done it is to show, to demonstrate how effective remote viewing can be in practical situations. I'm not going to cover the entire range of its applicability, but that's the reason I'm doing it, to demonstrate that.
No, I can see you want to prove something.
Ground truth.
Yeah, well, there'll be some truth on the ground, all right. I mean, that's what the caller was talking about, you know, a bunch of people rushing out there.
Well,
I guess you can't be responsible for that. Wild card line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hello.
Yeah, Art. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I had a question. I have attention deficit disorder. It's kind of like the curse with the blessing, how the mind processes differently, and where I lack things, I have extra abilities, or I'm more sensitive in other areas. In your field, do you deal with people that have ADD or certain conditions of the mind where it might be weak at one point and very strong because of the way it processes in another, please?
Okay, well, I'm no expert, but I would think that it would be difficult that's attention deficit disorder. And one thing that's required for remote viewing is concentration and attention, or is that wrong?
There's a pace and a cadence, like playing the piano. There's different pace. You have to keep moving at certain paces and cadences. And the short answer to that is, no, it isn't a problem. When I was a young man, my left hand just couldn't do anything. And then when I took up handball and fell in love with it, I realized if I didn't learn how to use my left hand, I wasn't going to play handball because I'm on the left side of the court. What are you going to do when the ball's over there? So I had to learn how to train my left hand to coordinate, just like my right hand did. So it's like that. When you're weak in one spot, the training itself and the structure and the rigor forces you to adapt very quickly, and that's all that it is. So it isn't a problem.
All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hi.
Yes, hi. Good talking to you. Back a number of shows ago, you talked about what I remember you describing as the gatekeeper, which prevented you from being able to seek profit, whether it be the stock market, the lotteries, or whatever. What has happened that now allows people to do what you said? This may be 10 times ago that you were on.
Okay, the gatekeeper, Ed.
No, I didn't use the term gate. I used the term gatekeeper the last time I was on the show with regard to an extraterrestrial artifact. But what you're talking about is 11 shows ago when I talked about a person's guardian angel blocking one from downloading information. For instance, suppose you and I, caller, were in court together.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I wanted to use my remote viewing skill to gain an edge in the case. All right? In those kinds of instances, it has been my experience where your guardian angel would stop me from doing that, or perhaps mine working in concert with yours, those kinds of things. That's what I meant.
Okay, so seeking profit, trying to forecast the stock market or whatever is acceptable.
I mean, I haven't seen anybody fail there. I guess the guardian angels just, you know, open an eye and close it again or something like that.
They wink past it, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I had misremembered something. I thought you had said that was specifically a no-no at that time.
Guardian angel, if I'm trying to gain an edge on you, that appears to be not allowed. Otherwise, they just roll over and...
Okay, well, that's where the rough line is then, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, right, you're very welcome. Now, let's talk about guardian angels for a second. Now, it's the first time... We may have talked about it, but I don't recall talking about it. Talk to me about guardian angels.
Well, they're very real. Not everybody has one, but they're real. They're real. Sometimes they even show up in photography.
Obvious questions are, for example, 150,000 people more probably just died. Where were all those guardian angels?
Rushing around, preparing them. Psychics will tell you this, even remote viewers, when they target an event like that. Can I give an example? I remember the military team was working the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie that was blown up. Our job was for the FBI to help them solve that case, who put the bomb on the plane.
Sure.
Now, that's the way we handle and execute the mission. I won't go into all the details, but when I did that, the moment, just before the lives were lost and all the people slammed into the bulkhead and died, you know, when the plane stops real quick, you got all those people flying out of their seats and everything squashed up against the bulkhead.
Absolutely.
The cabin fills with light, just totally fills with light. And when we sketch this, we show all these lights all over the place. And it isn't the souls of the people leaving or something like that. It's actually angels coming in to grab the, for lack of a better word, the souls of the people that are dying.
To reap the souls.
It's kind of like a snatch operation where they just grab. I wouldn't say reap. I wouldn't say reap necessarily, but they grab them. They kind of grab them and they leave real fast, and then all the bodies are just there as meat.
Huh. And this occurs just before the event.
Right concurrently with the event. Yeah.
And when your people have sketched people in that situation, they actually also sketch these lights.
Oh, yep. Many times.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hello. Hello? Apparently not. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Good morning. Turn your radio off, please, dear.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. My God, your art.
Yes, I am.
I'm amazed. I'm a first-time caller. My name's Robin, and I'm from Boulder, Colorado.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, wow. I just was very, I'm very curious about theological matters, and I was listening to the part about the guardian angels and the part about Satan and all that, and I wanted to ask... Major Dames, if he would consider, or if he has tried, to actually remote view, like, the source, or God, or the completeness, or whatever you want to call it.
Wonderful question. For somebody, who's remote viewed Satan, it certainly is a good question. Once you knew Satan existed, I suppose you could draw a conclusion that God did as well, or you might want to really know. Ed?
Yeah, of course. We've done this over the years, many, many times, ideas like God and things like that. But essentially, the concepts are beyond our ken, at least beyond my ken. And you end up writing down allegorical descriptions of things, metaphor perhaps, but mostly allegory, because that's all that you have to cope with the information that we're getting. Remember, we're limited in terms of our wetware. Your brain can as the architecture is a certain way, you can only process things a certain way. Its bandwidth, our sensory apparatus is bandwidth limited in terms of time and spectra. So a lot of these things, especially if you're dealing with perhaps our creator itself,
yeah, so what
it would
do
be
you
like
get?
A computer trying to look back at its own operating system and suss itself out. It's not frustrating. It's just that we know it's not doable.
Okay. I mean, I guess it's a fair answer. But if you can if you can go after Satan as an entity, then is God that much greater and more beyond our understanding?
I can't answer that question. Everything will become clear when I die, I guess, but right now, no, I can't answer it.
All right, first-time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to ask him a question. Has he ever remote-viewed Bin Laden?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, a million people ask that.
Yes, yes. Bin Laden appears to be still alive, but very badly injured. He was injured in an attack, but he escaped, and he is still alive.
Mm-hmm. And do you see him leading us into Armageddon?
Negative. He doesn't have much more of a... his communication, his command and control is tenuous at best. My team could put an X on his present location in a matter of 72 hours, but I think our resources would be better served by doing other things.
Yeah, I read that he said that he thought he was the Messiah.
Well,
he may have that complex. Who knows? But a lot of people do email about that, Ed. And do you have any idea how big Al-Qaeda is?
No. If you look at the... It has... What was Al-Qaeda now has split into so many factions, which is a big problem. And with various degrees of... It's like a Medusa, you know. You cut off one head and you still got all those other heads. So.
Well, there's intelligence that the word on intelligence goes both ways, Ed. And one strong word on the street right now is that we have overestimated by a great deal the capability of Al-Qaeda. Do you think there's anything to that? I mean, at one point, we apparently did overestimate the capability of the Soviet Union.
If you want to know what I think is one of the most dangerous things on this planet, is the Russian mafia. The Russian mafia, in my mind, in my experience, is far more dangerous than Al-Qaeda.
Is the Russian mafia dangerous enough to get hold of the government?
No, worse than that. Much worse than that.
Well, that'd be bad enough.
No. The Russian mafia has no scruples, has no morals, and the Arab world has a lot of money. And when you put those two things together, and the poor Russian military, especially their rocket forces, you know, don't have enough money to feed their families at home, sooner or later, a special atomic demolition munition is going to be missing, and the sum of all fears will be real.
Wildcard line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Hey, Art, how you doing tonight?
All right.
Hi, Major Dames. I'm going to ask three quick questions. First, I want to say, Art, I lost my cat, so I just had two cats die of this cancer.
So sorry.
That is so horrible. More of this stuff is coming around. Now, Major Dames, my first question is on the kill shot. Do you see the polar shifts being completely rerouted, as you mentioned before? And then my other question, I'll hang up on the radio, is can you tell us how to get that videotape? Because I need medical attention. If I get some of that lottery, I certainly would like to help some people that are in need. You know, I think that's what we're supposed to be doing on this earth.
All right. So if you get the lottery, it's to help other people. All right. Major?
They can call that number again. I think the tape is in production right now.
The number is 1-866-607-8439. I wrote it down.
Okay, good. The shift, I outline the dynamics as far as we could put it together, the mechanics and the dynamics of how Earth's axis of rotation will eventually shift a certain number of degrees. And it's a long series of events that will initiate and facilitate that happening. And it's really too long to talk about at this juncture right here, but it is on that kill shot video.
By the way, Ed, I forget, but the rotation of the Earth and its axis were affected to apparently a measurable degree by this earthquake event. It was an amazing story. I'm sure you heard it.
Yeah, yes. And what we're saying is that after the kill shot really gets in full swing, the Earth, the magma in the Earth, the interior of the Earth will actually st-
start to turn, the dynamo that is the interior of the Earth will be affected to the point where the Earth's axis of rotation shifts. And I outline that in the kill shot.
Gordon Michael Scallion has said very similar things about the Earth's core. We know so little, really, about our own Earth past a certain point. Right?
9,600 years ago. History, all of a sudden, history magically starts 9,600 years ago, recorded history.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? And why is that city 2,200 feet underwater off the coast of Cuba? That wasn't because of a tidal wave. There's only one way that could have gone down there.
And it did, too.
Mm-hmm.
A city dropped 2,200 feet. That's like a half mile, or a half mile of water rose over it one way or the other. Okay, Ed, hold on. We're here at the bottom of the hour, and we will continue with questions for Major Ed Dames on a program that's called Coast to Coast AM, which does business in the middle of the night. I'm Art Bell.
Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It is indeed. My guest is Major Ed Dames, and boy, I'll tell you, there's a lady waiting for him's got a major question for the Major. In a moment. My guest is Major Ed Dames. Ed, I've got a real zinger here for you. You ready?
Fire away.
All right, fire away. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Good morning.
Hello. I just have a question for Mr. Dames.
All right, turn your radio off. That's
okay,
always
sorry.
Prime. You've got to do that right away.
I know. I'm an idiot now.
Nah. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, Mr. Dames, I was wondering whether or not...
We're not going to take that one, and that wasn't the zinger anyway. That's a zinger, but not the one I wanted. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Oh, hi. This is Ruth from Colorado Springs.
Right.
And Mr. Ed Dames, I love you. I think you're amazing, and... Art Bell, I love you too. I think you're great, And the question I have is, I would like to know if Maitreya is the Antichrist, and I'd like to know what the scariest thing that you remote viewed on the devil, and if there's any way possible I could write you a letter. I really want to write you a letter.
All right, hold it there. All right, so Ed.
I'm not going to cast aspersions on anybody, so I'm not going to answer that question. Okay, if you can't say anything good about somebody, don't say anything at all, right?
That covers Maitreya.
Yeah, that's my Maitreya. And what's the
scariest, I don't know, something about the scariest thing you ever remote viewed.
Yeah.
Satan, I would think.
I think the scariest thing I ever remote viewed is the actual, I think World War III has already started, but the denouement of World War III and what I believe is fate. Just, it's not going to be prevented. I mean, that World War III is a reality. It's going to reach a climax, and that climax is the scariest thing I've ever remote viewed.
Okay. There's your answer. Now, I guess I'm going to have to serve up the zinger myself. I thought it was one of those young ladies that had it. But the zinger is, I thought, and so did a lot of other people, that you told us that bin Laden's that he was dead, that you remote viewed his dead body. And you mentioned to a caller a little while ago that he was alive.
Yeah, I was wrong on the death. They got I personally remote viewed him. So what I was remote viewing, and Ingo Swann felt the same way too, who was my original teacher. We both felt he was dead because he was injured so badly. When he wasn't moving, it looked like he was sleeping permanently. And
okay.
Evidently he recovered from a very serious injury. But both Ingo Swann and I felt that he was dead because he wasn't moving, and he was laid, and he was prone.
Okay, what changed?
So in other words, we sketched him.
No, I've got all that. What changed your mind?
Well, the next time we're looking for his body, when we're not finding a body, we're finding a person that's moving around. That changed my mind. Like, okay, what happened? So we had to go back to the drawing board and find out, you know, what went down.
Okay, that's got to be a major miss.
I'd say.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I've got a few others in my career, too.
No, okay. That's, you know, that's just it. Just lay it out there. If it's a miss, it's a miss. And if it's, you know, if you've got to change your mind midstream, that's okay, too. I mean, in a way, it would have been easier to stick with your original, because
No. The truth is the truth here. I deal, in fact, the fact is, man, bad call. Totally bad call. I sketched the person prone, assumed that person was dead, and that was a bad assumption.
Okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Hi. I was calling, actually, to find out what he found when he remote viewed Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
It was 1991. That we were tasked by an oil company to get into the mind of Saddam Hussein and do a psychological profile of him.
For an oil company?
Yeah.
Huh.
To see if he was really going to go to war, if he was really up to it. And when I personal experiences, I assumed before I started to remote view that he was very much like Joe Stalin, and I was very wrong. Remote viewing data indicated that he worshipped the epic a Babylonian hero Gilgamesh, and he viewed himself as a Gilgamesh, a hero on the white horse who was a reflection of his people and this kind of thing, very much unlike Joe Stalin. So that shows you your thinking. The thinking brain is so fallible. And that's why I like my work so much, because it's not fallible. Yes, I sketched a person laying down, targeted bin Laden laying on the ground, but it was my thinking brain, bad analysis, not bad remote viewing, that led me to the conclusion that he was dead. And that's the third part of remote viewing, analysis, and that was a bad analytical call.
Okay. Is there any way to guard against those kind of mistakes?
Just experience art, and gotta watch out. You have to really put. You've got to contain your ego. You have to be very, very careful about the structure and the protocols, which we teach precisely in my program. But the pitfalls, most of the pitfalls are not so much setting up the target, not in the remote viewing, which is pretty easy to teach as a skill. It's in the data analysis. That's where the pitfalls lie, right there.
Well, we've had a few videotape and audio tape, I think, visitations from Bin Laden, or at least one major one. When did you discover you were wrong?
About 6 months ago. About 6 or 7 months ago. That's the first time I remember. I was looking for his grave because there were some people in special ops command who wanted a DNA sample. When I looked for the DNA sample, to my surprise, I had a warm body moving around, walking around. You know, so I had to redo the session because.
You could identify where then he is.
Yes. Yes, I can.
And you are not doing so. Why?
I got a serial killer on the streets of Wichita, Kansas. He may not be on the streets so much, but he's here and now. Osama bin Laden has done what he's done, and he really is pretty much ineffective as far as I'm concerned in terms of command and control. The killer on the streets of Wichita is still roaming around, and he's in our backyard, you know, inside the fence. So I'm going to take him first, and then maybe Osama bin Laden later. It's my call.
Okay. Well, indeed, west of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Well, I have a question for Major Ed Ames.
Dames, with a D.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. In your remote viewing, have you ever remote viewed the Apostle Paul?
Okay, there you are.
No, never.
Everybody's going to be interested in, all
Moses,
the religious figures.
The false prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, but never the Apostle Paul. Was there something?
Have you remote viewed enough historical religious figures to be able to say that the way the Bible describes it is the way it happened?
Yes, the answer to that is yes. I have remote viewed enough religious figures to be able to say that there's a lot of problems with the way the Bible lays things out. A lot. A whole lot.
Okay.
I'm a Christian. I mean, I'm a very spiritual man. I'm a Christian, but I'm telling you.
But given the mistakes in the way it's laid out, is there any mistake in the larger message?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still my guide.
All right, got it.
Now I have friends who will swear that, I mean, every single letter and word in that book, from beginning to end, yeah.
Is
so you know what I mean.
Gospel.
Yeah.
Yes. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Yes. I was wondering if he has an email address. I'd like to email him.
And that's always been kind of a problem, I think. Ed, do you have an email address? And if so, what is it?
My email is eddames@sizespymaster.com.
Ed Dames at...
SizeSpymaster.
That would PSI.
Correct.
Psy.
Spymaster.
Spymaster.com.
Okay.
You'll get a lot of mail. So, prepare yourself. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, hello. I have a question for Ed.
Fire away.
The question has to do with when you remote viewed Satan. I wanted to know, did you also see any sign of hell? Did you get any information about hell or anything?
No, hell does not exist. It's not real.
It does not exist. Then why, what was the purpose? Did you get any information from Satan as to what the purpose was for that entity and why that would exist without a corresponding hell?
All right.
And
well,
what is his purpose?
Yeah, pretty interesting question. Without a home, who's Satan? What's he doing?
No. Satan is... When I perceived that entity was in just a dark space, That's it. I don't know where that dark space was, what dimension it was in, where it was in terms of the universe or another universe. I have no idea. All I wanted to do was get out. And I didn't. I realized that I think I made a mistake by even being here and turning. I don't want its attention on me.
Yep, I remember all that from when.
And the and only I remember other
that
time.
You were, I remember that you were really shook up about that too.
The only other time I felt like that was with a group of about five or seven monks in present-day Bhutan. That are very, very different. It's almost like they're not human beings. And when I remote viewed them, I felt the same way, that, oh, I don't want these people's attention on me. Don't draw their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because in terms of advanced yoga cities or advanced, let's say, spiritual dynamics, these folks were much farther along than me. They could actually do things that I didn't want done to me.
Got it. All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Ed, last show in October, you know, you were saying enjoy this Christmas coming up because it sounded like you were being pretty definitive for 2000.
I told people to stay home. I said, stay home with your families. You know, the last Merry Christmas was years ago. Stay home.
Okay.
In
regards to two things, the Korean nuclear, the use of a nuclear device and the economic collapse you mentioned in October, both for America and the world in general, do you still pretty definitively see those two things very probably happening in 2005?
Yes. Yeah, I think, not definitively, but we're going to know when we start rolling with these catastrophe predictions and systematize the attack, we're going to know. But yeah, I still feel that way.
Okay. Well, I've seen you hit amazing stuff, Ed, and I've seen you miss some too over the years. I've seen both. I mean, but on the other hand, what you have hit, like the shot across the bow, and a whole bunch of other stuff that I could name, but I won't burden everybody with it. There were a lot of hits, and there have been some misses. But even if your score turned out to be roughly 50-50, that would be still so far above any possible average for hitting specific events as to be astronomical. In other words, you obviously have that some talent, but it's flawed.
Yeah, it is now, and it's always going to be flawed because it's a human behavioral process. There's always going to be human error. But there are so many people who have reached the level of almost advanced students now that I have trained. When they put their heads together without me, that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Watch what happens.
I did mention one of your students knocked it down and.
Watch when 50 of them get together and work the same thing.
Yeah, I bet. First time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Calling from Wichita, Kansas, KFH FM.
Of course.
Major Dames, when you're traveling to Wichita, do you expect to meet with any of your many fans out here?
No, I have a job to do there, and that's not one of them. That is not one of them. I'm sorry.
Have you thought about running any seminars out in this part of the world?
No, I'm going there for one reason.
You know what Wichita is, and it's that kind of business. So thank you, caller, but the answer is, and I understand why, it's a no. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Yes, thank you very much. Ed, I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate the intellect that you bring. It's always a joy to hear you on the program. I'd like to ask you a question, please. I received a rather disturbing phone call from an elderly aunt of mine 1 week ago who lives in Washington State. Her husband recently passed away, and two of his nephews called her to wish her goodbye as they were leaving Washington State and moving to Canada. And the reason they stated for doing so is because they believe that there are these prison camps that are being built throughout the U.S., including there in Washington State. And supposedly these prison camps are being targeted towards Christian Americans who live here in the country.
Yeah, so the old story of all the Christians.
Total horse stuff. I mean, it's just total, it's just a bunch of crap. They can go wherever they want, but I'm telling you, right now, take it from me, it's just crap.
Well, it's well-circulated crap.
Yep, that's for sure.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Jeff in Peoria.
Yes, sir.
I have a question that's not about the Antichrist.
Okay.
They seem to be able, the remote viewers, to fix a position on the Earth, like with coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem seems to be with the time. Isn't there a way that they could use coordinates like of the Earth in relation to the galactic center, or maybe a star?
Yes,
coordinates?
Yes. As I, we can use the position. If we use an orrery program, an orrery is an old English word. An orrery was a device that showed the relative positions of the sun as it moved around the Earth, because, you know, that's the way things work. It was a clockwork that really did display, albeit the wrong model, the relative positions of the heavenly bodies. Nowadays, they're software orreries. So if we average out, let's say we get a team of six viewers, and we're looking at an event in the future, let's say an earthquake, for instance, in a specific area of the world, and we want to know when that happens, we can turn our attention to the relative positions of the inner or the outer planet, something like that, average them out, and then stick that into a software program, Orrery, and look at that and get a general description of where we are in time. That's one way. There may be others, but we haven't discovered them yet.
Well, that's really interesting. Maybe you could invent your own coordinate system you could use.
Yeah, that you can do that. You can, anything where you can establish a relationship one to another can be used, but as Rupert Sheldrake knows, you have to use it a lot of times to train mind as to what you want. It's like when you're using something new that's a neologism or a new relationship, mind has to understand what you mean.
Okay, listen, buddy, we're out of time again, so let's give out your number for materials. It's a free call, 866-607-8439. Right, Ed?
Right, or go to learnrv.com. Art, do you have a telescope? There's a beautiful green two-tailed comet. Comet Machholz below the Pleiades in your neck of the woods about 10 o'clock every night. And I know you still have that inkpot dark sky out there, although Perim's growing.
I'll take a look for it, buddy. We're still in a dark part of it. All right, thank you, and we'll see you next time, Ed.
Okay.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And as for all of the rest of you, why, I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.